Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Nova, the IBI, and funded by Comisión Numian with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
It's Ours to Protect on Radio Nova with Track O'Brienon, and this week we're looking at how we can repair or use alterations to save our clothes from landfill. If the idea of mending your clothes puts the fear of God into you, then you should get yourself down to the Rediscovery Centre in Ballymun and find out all about their training options. To learn a bit more about it, I recently met up with Aaron Murphy from Rediscover Fashion at the centre.
A lot of them can be done with just a needle and thread. You don't need like specific sewing machine skills. So a needle and thread is very close to each of us. Do you know, that's just a little bit of practice,
yeah.
And a needle and thread. And the most basic hand stitch, the running stitch, that's the simple in and out stitch. You can fix a whole lot of things with that. So repairing our clothes is a really important way of extending the use, extending the lifespan. You know, hopefully they need repair because you really like them and you've worn them out,
yeah.
Kind of thing, you know. So then kind of keeping hold of those pieces. Obviously you don't go out and buy a new one, obviously you don't put it in the bin, so you know, like, there's, and it's such a, like, there's kind of personal benefits as well to actually sitting down and taking the time from our busy lives to repair something. It's really rewarding. And you know, a lot of the time you can do an invisible repair that will return it to almost new, like its original state.
Okay.
If you catch your repairs in time, so checking your clothes, that's kind of part of the taking care,
yeah,
of your clothes piece, you know. Just by doing this, it actually changes your relationship with that piece of clothing and kind of gives you a different sense of value for it, you know, which,
yeah,
is what, you know, the kind of basis of the circular economy is kind of based on, this kind of little mindset shift.
Yeah.
Where you're viewing something not as waste and not as rubbish and not as something that needs to be thrown away because it's not useful anymore, but as something that is useful. And with a little bit of care and energy and resource put into it, it becomes a valuable item. But for textiles and for clothing, the reason why I'm so passionate about repair is because by doing that and by putting a little bit of your energy and time into a piece of clothing, it actually does change that value that you have for it, which is one of the things that is kind of being obliterated by the fast fashion industry because the price point and the quality is so kind of low.
For those who are afraid of their lives, of how do I even start learning how to mend my clothes, I've never done any of that before. I presume there's a lot of stuff, I know you have workshops here, there's a lot you can do online and learn online as well as you go.
Yeah. Kind of what's interesting is the older generations have all of these skills. So if there's an older person in your life,
yeah,
I'm sure you could ask them for some tips or tricks, you know?
Yeah.
And it just is, like, there's a gap, and that's it. Like, we really are here trying to address that gap by running lots of workshops and running lots of kind of repair demonstrations. And we hold a repair clinic, a repair cafe, sorry.
Okay.
Here as well, 4 times a year, where people can bring their items and we don't do it for them. We will help them. And
okay,
the idea
start
is that we're teaching,
the, yeah,
teaching people how to do it as well. And then the next step with that is, if something is beyond repair or you don't, you know, you can't see how you would alter it,
yeah,
you can actually take on some upcycling projects with the fabric and with the items. So there's so many things, ways to get creative about the clothes that you already own. And like, a lot of the time, maybe people are getting into sewing a little bit, but you can actually harvest fabric from your own clothes,
yeah,
as opposed to going out and buying new fabric, or even harvest it from like fine fabrics, skirts or whatever, or bed clothes in charity shops and use them as your fabric for your new items. But yeah, there's some really great upcycling projects you can take on. We run, I just mentioned it also, a really cool thing, which is a sustainable fashion competition for secondary school students.
Oh, pretty good, yeah.
Because particularly that age group is targeted by fast fashion.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
So this is called Relove Fashion. And we've just had the finals of it actually at the end of March there. And students are asked to, you don't have to do it through school, you can just be of the age group, so you can do it on your own or through a youth reach group. And the idea is that you create an outfit from pre-loved or used textiles or clothing. So it can be, the idea is you don't buy anything new. So it can be from donations or you can go to a charity shop and source it.
Aaron, thank you very much for it. There's a lot to take in and there's a lot to be thinking about, but thank you very much for your time here today.
You're very welcome. Lovely to talk to you.
Lots of ways of keeping our clothes alive and in use, or keeping them in the circular economy at the very least. Don't forget that you can listen back to all the features on the Ours to Protect page at nova.ie or at ourstoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisú na mBean with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Radio Nova and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more.